I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Daf and Practice Series. There are many foods in the Jewish culture, in our religion, which have symbolism, which have a prominent place. And there are specific foods that are associated with different holidays and different times of year. Latkes is with Chanukah, and obviously matzah is with Pesach. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we have obviously dipped the apple in the honey, so that's pretty prominent. But also there's the pomegranate. For some reason the pomegranate has this elevated status that we associate Rosh Hashanah with the pomegranate. And obviously it's many have the practice, as the Ramah brings down in Simin Taf Kuf Pei Gimel, that one of the simanim that we eat would be a rimon, yesh ochlim rimonim. Some have the practice that we eat pomegranates on the night of Rosh Hashanah, v'omrim nirbes chios kerimon. So it's a tefillah, it's one of the simanim that we eat on the night of Rosh Hashanah. But I think many people confuse the pomegranate with a new fruit. There's also a concept of eating a new fruit on Rosh Hashanah. People think, okay, fine, so the pomegranate is a new fruit that we eat. But it's, I think people get confused about that because many people have the pomegranate the first night of Rosh Hashanah. But the concept of having a new fruit is specifically for the second night. And why is it? What's this concept of having a new fruit specifically on Rosh Hashanah? It's really based on a concept that's referenced, that's discussed in today's daf, Erev and Daf Lamed Tes. The Mishnah and the Gemara discusses the fact that Rosh Hashanah could be unique and that it has Kedusha Achas. It's one big Kedusha as opposed to other Yavim Tovim that perhaps are based Kedushas. On Rosh Hashanah, it may be unique in that it has Kedusha Achas. And therefore, there's a Machlokas Hashanah. The Torah records a Machlokas in Simin Taf Reish about whether you're supposed to recite Shechianu on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, as opposed to all the other Yom Tovim, that in Kiddush, both the first night and the second night of Yom Tov, you're clearly supposed to say Shechianu. We're not sure which night is Yom Tov, and therefore you're supposed to say on both nights. On Rosh Hashanah, which originally the Yom Tov was established, not necessarily because of a doubt, therefore there's a machlokas whether you're supposed to say Shechianu on the second night as well. And therefore, to avoid this machlokas, the Shulchan Aruch in Tafresh Sif Beis introduces this idea of having a new fruit. But that idea of a new fruit is in order to enable us to say Shechianu, in order to avoid the machlokas specifically of whether to recite Shechianu in the second night's Kiddush. And therefore, if you have the pomegranate the first night, you still need a new fruit specifically the second night. That is for the person who made Kiddush and recites the bracha of Shechianu in order to avoid the potential of his bracha being a bracha of atala. Therefore, you should have a new fruit, or as the Ramah says, a new article of clothing, which is really complicated because most people that I know don't make a Shechianu on a new article of clothing, and to have a new fruit in a new season is really not so simple in contemporary times. But that certainly does seem to be a prevalent practice, which, again, I'm not going to decide about, give judgment about whether it's correct or not, but the idea of having a new fruit certainly is very prevalent for the second night, specifically in the pomegranate. If you have the first night, wouldn't satisfy that requirement. There's one more point about this idea of having kedusha achas, shtei kedushas, which I want to point out. There's a halacha which I don't think is very well known. That there's a halacha which we discussed actually numerous times in Maseches Shabbos about the prohibition of refuah on Shabbos, and medicinal treatments, medicines, ointments. Any medical procedure is prohibited to be done on Shabbos, except if someone is a choli kol gufo, if someone's incapacitated because of his illness. Obviously, if someone is in danger, you're allowed to perform any malacha on Shabbos. But specifically, there's a rabbinic gzera that you're not allowed to do anything for medicine on Shabbos just because of a meichesh ba'alma, if someone's a little bit unwell. However, although that prohibition is extended to Yom Tov as well, it's not limited to Shabbos, it applies to Yom Tov as well, it doesn't apply to Yom Tov Sheni, which is interesting because typically there are no distinctions between the 2 days of Yom Tov, even though the first day is Doraisa, the second day is Derabanan. But again, as the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simin Taf Tzadivav and Sif Beis, there are a few differences, and one of them is, as the Ramah speaks out very clearly, that if you have an Issa Derabanan, such as refuah, we are able to be makel in a scenario where someone is unwell, if someone is sick, even though typically on Shabbos and Yom Tov you wouldn't be allowed to do such refuah, on Yom Tov Sheni you would be able to be lenient. However, the Shulchan Aruch does write that there's an exception. Chutz mi Yom Tov Sheni shel Rosh Hashanah. The second day of Rosh Hashanah, we don't have these leniencies. Why? The Shnei Yomim Kedusha Achas Arich Tehin. Because of this idea, again, that's introduced in today's Daf, Erev and Daf Lamed Tes, that there's a concept that specifically for Rosh Hashanah, it's Kedusha Achas, it's Yom Arich, it's one long day. Therefore, the specific leniency of Yom Tov Sheni, of allowing you to take medicine on the second day of Yom Tov, would not apply to Rosh Hashanah. And on that note, and within the context of what's going on in the world, I would like to wish everyone to have a healthy, safe, and wonderful day.